Everything you need to know about Kamala in her own words in one place. By Rebecca Mansour and Alana Mastrangelo on September 12, 2024. Kamala Harris has given a single televised interview and no press conferences since becoming the Democrats' nominee for president. Given the establishment media's unprecedented blocking, tackling, and gaslighting, including the nine-tenths debate, we've assembled over 100 videos of Kamala Harris in her own words so that the American people can see where she stands and who she is. Sections. On the economy. On the border and immigration. On energy, fracking, and climate change. On electric vehicles and transportation. On healthcare. On abortion. On crime and policing. On gun control. On reparations. On diversity, equity, and inclusion. On censorship. On foreign policy. On the Electoral College and court packing. On space and technology. On youth. Changing accents. On culture. Word salads. Kamala on the economy. Prices have gone up, and families and individuals are dealing with the realities of, that bread costs more, that gas costs more. And we have to understand what that means. That's about the cost of living going up. That's about having to stress and stretch limited resources. That's about a source of stress for families that is not only economic, but is on a daily level, something that is a heavy weight to carry. So, it is something that we take very seriously. But there is also a point that is important to make on the Build Back Better framework. 1. It is designed to make it less expensive for working people to live. It was specifically designed to bring down the cost of childcare and increase accessibility and availability. Designed to bring down the cost of elder care, and make it available to all those working families that need that support and need that help. And Build Back Better is not going to cost anything, we're paying for it. So when we can get Build Back Better passed, and we are optimistic that we will, the American people will see costs actually reduced around some of the most essential services that they need to take care of their basic responsibilities, including issues like child care, and elder care, and also preschool. We've got to increase the corporate tax rate, we also have to increase taxes for the top 1%, and part of that is going to be about repealing that tax bill they just passed. And also looking at estate taxes are going to have to go up. Kamala Harris admits she supports raising taxes on 91% of Americans across every income bracket. A higher business tax rate than socialist Venezuela. Raising the death tax. pic.twitter.com/earlfikeandpale. RNC Research, Etrank Research, July 26, 2024. But yet, of course, there were the naysayers, and they said, of course, well, how are you gonna pay for that? You know, that's what I heard. Well, I'll tell you guys how we're gonna pay for that. On day one, we're repealing that tax bill benefiting the top 1%. Here's Kamala Harris mocking people saying, well, how are you going to pay for her socialist ideas? Her plan to pay for them? Repealing Trump's middle-class tax cuts. pic.twitter.com/bba-gmbo-ho-5. MAGA War Room, at MAGANC War Room, July 30, 2024. Kamala on the border and immigration. Kamala Harris, at some point, you know, we are going to the border, we've been to the border. So, this whole thing about the border. We've been to the border, we've been to the border. Lester Holt, you haven't been to the border. Kamala Harris, and I haven't been to Europe. Do you have any plans to visit the border? Borders are Kamala, we are going to the border. We've been to the border, so this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border. You haven't been to the border. Kamala, and I haven't been to. pic.twitter.com/say-wg1epev. RNC Research, Etrank Research, July 23, 2024. On her work dealing with the root causes of mass migration at our southern border, I am meeting with a lot of folks, and the work that we have begun is the work that is going to be ongoing. There is no question, and I said this from the very beginning, that our approach to this issue has to be with a commitment to a long-term investment, and it has to be a commitment to consistency. The United States has to be consistent. There were times when we were more engaged, and we saw good results. Less engaged, and we can see where the work and the partnerships then deteriorate. So, I'm committed to ensuring that we engage in an active way on the root causes, on addressing the cause and effect, and also being partners in the Western Hemisphere, understanding that we have a responsibility, and if we ignore that responsibility, it will visit itself upon us in a very domestic way. Reporter, will you work with the GOP on the border issue? Harris, I'm still trying to figure out this response. pic.twitter.com/youvk/the/OB9. The Investigative Examiners, at Truther Consig 12, July 27, 2024. We don't need to build a wall. This is a crisis of Trump's own making. And by definition, just plain speak, basic English language definition, it is not an emergency. What's going to end up happening is that he will end up, without any question, if he proceeds, we're going to be looking at a situation where, in particular, homeowners and landowners in places like New Mexico and Texas are probably going to look at government taking their land. We're looking at military resources being focused, again, on the president's vanity project. 2019, Kamala Harris calls the border wall a vanity project because by definition, illegal immigration is not an emergency. This individual is now the border czar. pic.twitter.com/0g8keko. RNC Research, Etrank Research, July 26, 2024. This is irresponsible. It's the height of irresponsibility for the commander-in-chief to suggest that we have to build a wall across our southern border because there are terrorists who are trying to invade the country. It couldn't be farther from the truth. Watch this from 2019. It is not hyperbolic to say that President Kamala Harris will get many Americans killed. pic.twitter.com/bxludki4. LARRY, at Larry O'Connor, July 25, 2024. We have a president of the United States who's created a fiction about a crisis at the border. And he has held up the United States government and its workers around his vanity project called a wall. In 2019, Kamala Harris claimed President Trump has created a fiction about a crisis at the border and called the border wall a vanity project. She has never walked these statements back, not once. This is who she is. pic.twitter.com/xvd0xlu. RNC Research, Etrank Research, August 27, 2024. We cannot continue to have an administration and a president of the United States who puts his vanity projects ahead of the needs of the people of our country. And let me just be more clear about that, I've been the border. I prosecuted transnational criminal organizations. The idea that he is trying to say that we have people that are trying to invade our country to commit mass crime is a crisis of his own making. You talk with the people who've taken oath to protect our border, and they will tell you the trafficking that is happening of drugs and guns coming into our country, it's happening at ports of entry. We don't need a multi-billion dollar wall. That wall ain't gonna stop them. We need resources at our ports of entry. And, of course, we need to have border security. But this is a crisis of his own making because it was a campaign pledge that took heat and propelled him to victory. And he feels the need to keep reciting what is a lie. Kamala Harris is now featuring Trump's border wall in her ads and is now promising to build more wall along the southern border if elected president. pic.twitter.com/6h8sckh2dx. Mays, at Mays Moore, August 27, 2024. Statement made 3 days after Lachlan Riley was murdered by an illegal immigrant, we have a secure border. Lachlan Riley's illegal immigrant killer crossed the southern border on September 8, 2022. 3 days later, Kamala Harris told NBC, we have a secure border. pic.twitter.com/yosnohey8a. MAGA War Room, at Magank War Room, February 26, 2024. I'll tell you, having done the work I've done, it is undocumented immigrants, are, the least likely to commit a crime. Undocumented immigrants, are, the least likely to commit a crime, laughter, border czar Kamala Harris. pic.twitter.com/p/e8ak/shu0. House Republicans, at House GOP, August 13, 2024. An undocumented immigrant is not a criminal, and we have to correct course in this conversation. Kamala Harris, an undocumented immigrant is not a criminal. Then she says it again in Spanish for good measure. pic.twitter.com/mox60john. RNC Research, Etrank Research, July 26, 2024. It is wrong to somehow suggest that an undocumented immigrant is a criminal. We are not going to treat people who are undocumented and cross the border as criminals. Being an illegal alien is not a crime, according to Border Czar Kamala Harris. See for yourself, in her own words, pic.twitter.com/19z2xqwvh8. RNC Research, Etrank Research, July 25, 2024. On decriminalizing illegal border crossing, I would not make it a crime punishable by jail. It should be a civil enforcement issue, but not a criminal enforcement issue. 2. Decriminalizing illegal crossings, pic.twitter.com/pop0. _ at As the World Burns, August 2, 2024. On whether she would close immigration detention centers, absolutely, on day one. Open borders, Kamala wants to free all criminal illegal immigrants. Attendee, I want to know, when you become president, would you be committing to close the immigration detention centers? Kamala, absolutely, on day one. On day one. pic.twitter.com/slfree/lpns. Trump War Room, at Trump War Room, August 12, 2024. I support California's sanctuary law, and I also recognize that we got a place that became highly publicized where we strayed from it. And so we needed to get back on track, pardon the overuse of that term, so that we would comply with the law in a way that recognizes we can support the sanctuary ordinance and also obey and follow federal law. Kamala Harris defends San Francisco's sanctuary city status, which bans cooperation with federal immigration authorities. I support our sanctuary law. pic.twitter.com/ue8vc7zbxj. RNC Research, Etrank Research, July 27, 2024. I intend to fight for a state that has the largest number of immigrants, documented and undocumented, of any state in this country, and do everything we can to bring them justice and dignity and fairness under the law, and pass comprehensive immigration reform. Bring them out from under the shadows. Here's Kamala Harris calling for mass amnesty for illegal aliens so we can bring them justice and out from under the shadows. pic.twitter.com/ziormedhhzi. RNC Research, Etrank Research, July 29, 2024. On abolishing ICE, I think there's no question that we've got to critically re-examine ICE and its role, and the way that it is being administered, and the work it is doing. And we need to probably think about starting from scratch, because there's a lot that is wrong with the way that it is conducting itself, and we need to deal with that. 1. Abolishing ICE, pic.twitter.com/4rfsj6kg9h. _ at As the World Burns, August 2, 2024. When we pass comprehensive immigration reform in this country, California will benefit within years by $5 billion and 600,000 jobs. It's just the right thing to do, it's the smart thing to do, and we will all benefit from it. Let's stop doing us and them. Let's bring all of these folks out of the shadows, into the sunlight. This is who Kamala Harris is. She's been proposing giving citizenship to illegal immigrants for years now. Here she is talking about how they'll take jobs that would have otherwise gone to Americans. pic.twitter.com/lcdczhfmbm. MAGA War Room, at MAGANC War Room, July 29, 2024. On benefits for illegal aliens, let me just be very clear about this. I am opposed to any policy that would deny, in our country, any human being from access to public safety, public education, or public health care. Period. Flashback, Kamala Harris tells Jake Tapper she endorses universal health care and Medicare for all for illegal immigrants. pic.twitter.com/pwrdtogvq. Senate Republicans, at NRSC, July 23, 2024. Kamala on energy, fracking, and climate change. When asked if she would ban offshore drilling, yes, and I've again worked on that. 6. Banning offshore drilling, pic.twitter.com/jfg1eb78b. _ at As the World Burns, August 2, 2024. There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking, and starting with what we can do on day one around public lands, right? And then there has to be legislation, But yes, and this is something I've taken on in California. I have a history of working on this issue. And to your point, we have to just acknowledge that the residual impact of fracking is enormous in terms of the impact on the health and safety of communities. There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. Kamala Harris pic.twitter.com/QHMMG2XHV4. RNC Research, Etrank Research, July 26, 2024. Climate change is the single greatest threat facing our world today. That's why I am committed to passing a Green New Deal, creating clean jobs, and finally putting an end to fracking once and for all. Here is Kamala Harris calling endorsing the socialist, job-killing Green New Deal and calling for an end to fracking once and for all. She's weak, failed, and dangerously liberal. pic.twitter.com/0oddlpt29g. RNC Research, Etrank Research, July 26, 2024. Under my plan there will also be a carbon fee. We have to monitor whether it's going to be passed on to consumers. But I'm going to tell you, that should never be the reason not to actually put a fee, and in particular, a carbon fee. 16. Imposing carbon tax pic.twitter.com/5dyer-lhekl. _ At As the World Burns, August 2, 2024. I am offering a Green New Deal that has been described as one of the most aggressive and progressive. 8. Supporting the Green New Deal, also C7, pic.twitter.com/b.dye-op-loved. _ At As the World Burns, August 2, 2024. I am prepared to get rid of the filibuster to pass a Green New Deal. 7. Abolish the filibuster pic.twitter.com/f0god2hb7i. _ At As the World Burns, August 2, 2024. I've heard young leaders talk to me about a term they've coined called climate anxiety, right? Which is fear of the future and the unknown, of whether it makes sense for you to even think about having children. Watch, resurfaced video shows Kamala Harris suggesting that young people should not have children due to climate change. She calls climate anxiety the fear of the future and the unknown of whether it makes sense for you to even think about having children. pic.twitter.com/i7z7myo9wime. Donald Trump Jr., at Donald E. Trump Jr., July 27, 2024. Climate change has become a climate crisis, and it demands urgent action. Across our nation, rising sea levels are flooding streets, wildfires are burning out of control, and here in the DMV, we have all felt the impact of extreme storms and heat. 23. Kamala Harris falsely claims climate change is causing rising sea levels to flood our streets, raging wildfires and extreme storms, none of which is true. pic.twitter.com/5nwz9i3bcp. _ At As the World Burns, August 2, 2024. This is especially true when it comes to the climate crisis, which is why we will work together and continue to work together to address these issues, to tackle these challenges, and to work together as we continue to work operating from the new norms, rules, and agreements that we will convene to work together on to galvanize global action. With that, I thank you all. This is a matter of urgent priority for all of us, and I know we will work on this together. I'm going to post a video of Kamala Harris and her moronic takes every day until the election. I give you yet another video of Kamala making no sense. Imagine if she had to address the nation after a crisis. pic.twitter.com/withcfucksvv. Sarah Fields, at Sarah is Censored, August 6, 2024. The climate crisis is real. It is an urgent matter to which we should apply metrics that include holding ourselves to deadlines around time. Rare unscripted moment from Kamala. Climate is an urgent matter to which we should apply metrics to include holding ourselves to deadlines around time. pic.twitter.com/jr5bc21and6. End Wokeness, at End Wokeness, August 29, 2024. Well, for the workers in that fossil fuel industry, we have to, 1, we have to encourage that those industries do better in terms of giving the workers an ability to transition into the jobs of the future, such as renewable energy. Wow. Crazy Kamala Harris said she's going to put millions of American workers in the fossil fuel industry out of work. Reporter, what is the solution for voters who have jobs and interests in the fossil fuel industry? Kamala, they will have to transition to something else. pic.twitter.com/CTZLMClinney. Steve Cortes, at Cortes Steve, August 1, 2024. On explaining high gas prices as a cost of the Ukraine war, there is a price to pay for democracy, you gotta stand with your friends. And as everybody knows, even in your personal life, being loyal to those friendships based on common principles and values, sometimes it's difficult. Remember, Kamala Harris defended high gas prices saying they are the price to pay for democracy. pic.twitter.com/omv.eek.htc. MAGA War Room, at MAGANC War Room, July 24, 2024. Kamala on electric vehicles and transportation. On investing in EVs and population control, when we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population, more of our children can breathe clean air and drink clean water. Kamala Harris, when we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population, more of our children can breathe clean air and drink clean water. pic.twitter.com/mbmedx9shock. RNC Research, at RNC Research, July 14, 2023. And there's no sound or fumes. So for all of us who are used to filling our tank, you usually can smell it and you can hear it, you can hear the guzzling sound. None of that. So how do I know it's actually working? Remember that time Kamala discovered how electric vehicles work? She thinks she's pumping electricity like she's pumping gas. Has there ever been a dumber candidate? Male sign, pic.twitter.com/v0t3jjonah. Tim Young, at Tim Runs His Mouth, August 8, 2024. This issue of transportation is fundamentally about just making sure that people have the ability to get where they need to go. It's that basic. Kamala Harris, this issue of transportation is fundamentally about just making sure that people have the ability to get where they need to go. pic.twitter.com/09uoxel. RNC Research, Etrink Research, July 11, 2023. Together we are expanding access to transportation. It seems like maybe it's a small issue, it's a big issue. You need to get to go and need to be able to get where you need to go to do the work and get home. So we have expanded access to transportation. VP Kamala Harris, together we are expanding access to transportation. It seems like maybe it's a small issue, it's a big issue. You need to get to go and need to be able to get where you need to go to do the work and get home. pic.twitter.com/gwqqn0pdmr. Forbes, at Forbes, July 13, 2022. So, here's the thing. Who doesn't love a yellow school bus, right? Can you raise your hand if you love a yellow school bus, right? Just, there's something about the, and most of us, many of us went to school on the yellow school bus, right? And, it's part of our experience growing up. It's part of, you know, a nostalgia and a memory. Kamala, who doesn't love a yellow school bus, right? Can you raise your hand if you love a yellow school bus? Many of us went to school on the yellow school bus, right? pic.twitter.com/Acosts4Z3. Greg Price, at Greg_Price11, October 26, 2022. You know what also excites me, among the many things? I'm excited about electric school buses. I love electric school buses. I just love them for so many reasons. Maybe because I went to school on a school bus. Raise your hand if you went to school on a school bus, right? Kamala Harris, I'm excited about electric school buses. I love electric school buses. I just love them. For so many reasons. Maybe because I went to school on a school bus. Hey. Raise your hand if you went to school on a school bus. pic.twitter.com/sist5jite. RNC Research, Etrink Research, January 12, 2023. The bus is Wi-Fi, and even USB outlets next to every seat. I mean, come on, imagine, you could charge your phone on your way home from work. That's good stuff. Best case, she's drunk. Worst case, she's not. pic.twitter.com/qo4q0naki. Joshua Steinman, at Joshua Steinman, August 19, 2024. Kamala on healthcare. I've always supported Medicare for all, and I give credit to Bernie Sanders for starting a very important discussion. Here's Kamala bragging that she has always supported a socialist government takeover of healthcare. pic.twitter.com/QR4WU0L26J. RNC Research, Etrink Research, July 31, 2024. I am in favor of Medicare for all. I believe it is the best option. I believe that there is no question that right now we have Medicare for all. You know what that is? Our emergency rooms. The other point, 91% of the doctors in America are in Medicare. So, when the insurance companies, they've got powerful lobbyists. They've had a powerful campaign, ad campaign, that's trying to convince the American family. You want to fight for your insurance company. No, you don't. You want your doctor. You want your doctor. You want that same doctor that gave birth to the first child, that gave birth to the third child. You want that doctor you've been going to, that you trust and you know, and you've spent time talking about your families over the years. Well, 91% of the doctors are in Medicare. In fact, the ones that are not are mostly those that are, like, doing cosmetic surgery, and some pediatricians. But we can fix that and get everybody in. But 91%, so unlikely you're gonna lose your doctor. The other part that's important to make, millions of people every year that are called our seniors transition into Medicare with very little problem. So, I am in favor of Medicare for all. On the issue of private insurance, we'll have supplemental insurance. But we're gonna get to the place where with Medicare for all. For example, in my vision of Medicare for all, it includes dental. It includes vision. It includes hearing aids, something our seniors know are extremely expensive and not currently covered. So, that's my vision for Medicare for all. And the principle with which I approach this is, listen, we have to agree that access to healthcare should be a right and not just a privilege of those who can afford it. And the biggest barrier to American families having access to healthcare is literally cost. 2019. Candidate Kamala Harris discusses her plan for Medicare for all and for ending private insurance. pic.twitter.com/r7to3tefcfo. Mays, at Mays Moore, August 20, 2024. The idea is that everyone gets access to medical care, and you don't have to go through the process of going through an insurance company, having them give you approval, going through the paperwork, all of the delay that may require. Who of us has not had that situation where you gotta wait for approval and the doctor says, well, I don't know if your insurance company is gonna cover this. Let's eliminate all of that. 9. Eliminating private health insurance. pic.twitter.com/ACNBAVCX. _ At As the World Burns, August 2, 2024. When I was Attorney General, I learned that the California Department of Corrections, which was a client of mine, I didn't get to choose my clients, that they were standing in the way of surgery for prisoners. And there was a specific case. And when I learned about the case, I worked behind the scenes to not only make sure that that transgender woman got the services she was deserving. So it wasn't only about that case. I made sure that they changed the policy in the state of California, so that every transgender inmate in the prison system would have access to the medical care that they desired and need. I know it was historic in California, but I believe actually it may have been one of the first, if not the first in the country, where I pushed for the policy in a Department of Corrections. Here's Kamala bragging about her work to ensure every transgender inmate in the prison system has access to taxpayer-funded gender reassignment surgeries. pic.twitter.com/RUKQK7B6Y. Trump War Room, at Trump War Room, July 30, 2024. We're looking at over 220 million Americans, who just in the last several months, died. We are in the midst of a public health epidemic that has taken the lives of over 220 million Americans in just the last several months. Does anyone remember when Harris claimed that 66% of Americans died from COVID in 2020? pic.twitter.com/LKN37JQG7L. I meme therefore I am, at Meme 0, July 24, 2024. On drug patents, I will snatch their patent, so that we, the American government, will take over. And, yes, we can do that. Yes. Yes, we can do that. Yes, we can do that. It's the question is, do you have the will do it? I have the will do it. Dictator Kamala Harris discussing government takeover of companies' patents. I will snatch their patent, so that we, the American government, will take over. Yes, we can do that. The question is, do you have the will to do it? I have the will to do it. The party. pic.twitter.com/flotsa1pic. Eric Abaniant, at Eric Abaniant, August 17, 2024. Kamala on abortion. On the issue of access to reproductive health care, for example, and again, it's my background, perhaps. Fighting for justice through the courts, I am prepared to say that for any state that passes a law that violates a woman's constitutional right to reproductive health care, that our Department of Justice will stop that law from going into effect. This is crazy. Think about what Kamala is saying here. As president, if a state passes a law on reproductive health care that Kamala doesn't think is constitutional, she will use her Department of Justice to stop the state from enforcing the law. pic.twitter.com/5rbqtcbjlt. Mays, at Mays Moore, August 18, 2024. When asked at what week of pregnancy abortion access should be cut off, let me be very clear, from day one, the president has been clear. I have been clear, we need to put back the protections that are in Roe v. Wade into law. 18. Kamala Harris will codify Roe and refuses to answer what the gestational limit should be on abortion. pic.twitter.com/rupkforroywime. _, at As the World Burns, August 2, 2024. Kamala on crime and policing. You can talk to so-called progressive prosecutors around the nation, especially those who have been elected in the last decade, and they will tell you that at one time or another, they looked to what Kamala Harris was doing as a model of what could be done. In fact, the Obama Justice Department designated my work years and years and years ago as a model of innovation. The spin that Kamala Harris was ever tough on crime is total bullshit. Here she is in 2019 bragging how progressive prosecutors, for example, Soros-backed prosecutors, look to her soft on crime approach as a model. pic.twitter.com/caa6snug3. Trump War Room, at Trump War Room, July 29, 2024. The power I have as a prosecutor is that with the swipe of my pen, I can charge someone with a misdemeanor. The lowest level offense possible. And by virtue of that swipe of my pen, you will have to go to a courthouse and stand in line. You will have to come out of pocket and hire an attorney. You may get arrested for a few hours. You will be embarrassed in your community. You will miss time from coming onto the Google campus. All because with the swipe of my pen I charged you with a crime, which I may choose to dismiss 2 weeks later. It's an incredible amount of power. Kamala Harris in 2010, the power I had as a prosecutor is that with the swipe of my pen, I can charge someone with a misdemeanor, the lowest level offense possible. And by virtue of that swipe of my pen, you will have to go to a courthouse and stand in line. You will have to come. pic.twitter.com/rkwh5qxqkk. Bobby LaValle, at Bobby_LaValle, July 24, 2024. Kamala Harris, part of this movement, and it's not just a moment. It's a movement standing on the shoulders of the movements before. Part of this has to be about changing the system, rehauling the system, upending the system. And so that piece of it, you're right, under this Attorney General, I have no hope for it being implemented. But God willing, he will be out of that office shortly. And then we need to have a requirement that that office do the right thing going forward. Interviewer, so, then if you're for overhauling, where do you stand on defund the police? Kamala Harris, right, so, here's the thing. Defund the police, the issue behind it is that we need to reimagine how we are creating safety. And when you have many cities that have one-third of their entire city budget focused on policing, we know that is not the smart way and the best way or the right way to achieve safety. For too long, the status quo thinking has been you get more safety by putting more cops on the street. Well, that's wrong because, by the way, if you want to look at upper-middle-class suburban neighborhoods, they don't have that patrol car. They don't have those police walking those streets. But what they do have is, they have well-funded schools. What they do have is home ownership, high home ownership rates. What they do have are thriving small businesses. What they do have is access to public health and mental health services. So, this whole movement is about rightly saying, We need to take a look at these budgets and figure out whether it reflects the right priorities. When today in America two-thirds of our public school teachers are coming out of their own back pockets to help pay for school supplies. When we have for generations now been defunding public schools but yet militarizing police departments. We need to have this conversation and critically examine and understand this is not working. It's not working. So, this is an important conversation. And not just a conversation because, to your earlier point, it can't just be about talk. It has to be about forcing change, and this is why, you know, I was out there with folks. I've been a leader in the United States Senate on what we need to do to get rid of the cash bail system in America. And why? Because I know the system from the inside, and I know that when we are talking about the issue of bail, the fact is that there are people sitting in jail every day in America for days, weeks, months, even years, waiting to go to trial simply because they can't afford to pay the money to bail out. Flashback, Marxist Kamala Harris brags about being a leader in the push to get rid of the cash bail system in America. Kamala has backed sanctuary cities, defunding the police, ending cash bail, and more. She can't be trusted to keep our communities safe. pic.twitter.com/fc2e7ud4vs. RNC Research, Etrank Research, July 26, 2024. Eliminate cash bail. I've been a leader on that in the United States Senate. Cash bail is not only a criminal justice issue. It's an economic justice issue, meaning people are sitting in jail because they don't have the money to get out. Meanwhile, the person who has been charged with the same offense and has money is out exercising free will and liberty, right? Out there able to walk the streets. So, that's an economic justice issue. So, we'll get rid of cash bail as well. Dangerously liberal, Kamala brags about being a leader in the fight to eliminate cash bail. pic.twitter.com/ylrrwinv. RNC Research, Etrank Research, July 31, 2024. As president, one of the first acts of business for me would be to get rid of these private detention centers and private prisons. 13. Abolishing prisons, apparently she's okay with the taxpayer supporting federal prisons. pic.twitter.com/wjibesemioa. _, at As the World Burns, August 2, 2024. Interviewer, but people who are convicted in prison like the Boston Marathon bomber on death row, people who are convicted of sexual assault, they should be able to vote? Kamala Harris, I think we should have that conversation. Kamala Harris is crazy. She wants terrorists to vote. CNN, people who are convicted in prison like the Boston Marathon bomber, people on death row, people who are convicted of sexual assault, they should be able to vote? Kamala, I think we should have that conversation. pic.twitter.com/gmr79fwm. Steve Cortez, at Cortez Steve, August 1, 2024. Being incarcerated for a couple of days is traumatic, much less the weeks, months, and years that we're seeing that happen. And so, part of my plan is also reduction of that. And then also, again, what we need to do about taking, demilitarizing our schools, and taking police officers out of schools. We need to deal with the reality and speak the truth about the inequities around school discipline. Unsurfaced clip shows Kamala Harris talking about getting police officers out of schools. She's a radical. pic.twitter.com/vzhvq60kmv. Trump War Room, at Trump War Room, August 28, 2024. Kamala on gun control. We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program. 4. Mandatory buybacks, confiscations, pic.twitter.com/9mutably. _, at As the World Burns, August 2, 2024. I do believe that we need to do buybacks, and I'll tell you why. First of all, let's be clear about what assault weapons are. They have been designed to kill a lot of human beings quickly. They are weapons of war with no place on the streets of a civil society. I've seen assault weapons kill babies and police officers. So, one, I'll tell you, when elected president, if the United States Congress continues to fail to have the courage to do something about this, I'm prepared to take executive action and put in place a ban on the importation of assault weapons into our country. but we still have to deal with the over 2 million assault weapons that are currently in the streets of America. And so, a buyback program is a good idea. Kamala Harris says she supports the mandatory buyback of guns. This is also known as gun confiscation. pic.twitter.com/fo4imngs. Paul A. Cipula, at Bubble Bath Girl, August 26, 2024. Kamala Harris, what we're waiting for is for Congress to have the courage to act, and so let me tell you what I'm proposing. I'm proposing, 1, that if by my 100th day in office when elected President of the United States, if the United States Congress fails to put a bill on my desk to sign, with all of the good ideas or any of the good ideas, then I'm prepared to take executive action, because that's what's needed. Interviewer, executive action to do what? Kamala Harris, specifically for anyone who sells more than 5 guns a year, they will be required to perform background checks on the people they sell them to. And this will be the most comprehensive background check policy that has ever been had in our country thus far. Interviewer, can that be done by executive order? Kamala Harris, yes, yes it can. I'm also prepared to say and to direct the ATF to remove and take away the licenses of gun dealers who fail to follow the law. 2019. Kamala talks about taking the licenses away from gun companies. Patents. Prices. Licenses. Kamala really likes the idea of government being in control. pic.twitter.com/ptvgbu0v. Mays, at Mays Moore, September 2, 2024. Kamala on reparations. Interviewer, should black people get reparations? Kamala Harris, I think there has to be some form of reparations, and we can discuss what that is. Kamala Harris, I think there needs to be some form of reparations and we can discuss what that is. pic.twitter.com/4w5qvmzttc. Mike Berg, at Mike Berg, July 30, 2024. I strongly believe and take very seriously that we must acknowledge that the government of the United States stole land, took land from the tribes, and that there must be a restoration of that ownership for those lands that were possessed by the tribes. So, that is a value I hold very dearly and very strongly. Kamala says the United States stole land from the tribes. pic.twitter.com/hefzvzoxk. Paul A. Cipula, at Bubble Bath Girl, August 19, 2024. Kamala on diversity, equity, and inclusion. It has to be about a goal saying everybody should end up in the same place. And since we didn't start in the same place, some folks might need more. Equitable distribution. Giving resources based on equity, understanding that we fight for quality. But we also need to fight for equity, understanding not everyone starts out at the same place. So, there's a big difference between equality and equity. Equality suggests often everybody should get the same thing. Well, that often assumes everybody started out in the same place, as opposed to equity, which is everyone should end up in the same place. And if you then understand not everybody started out in the same place, you understand that some people need more, so we all end up in the same place, right? We are proud of the fact that equity is one of our guiding principles. Proud of the fact that we understand equality is important, but not everybody starts out on the same base. We see that people in our country are having an experience that is not equal. So, when we talk about the work we are doing here together, it is recognizing that and being guided by this principle of what we must do in the spirit and in the interest of equity. To put equity firmly at the center of our economic policy. If you look at the reality of who will benefit from certain policies, when you take into account that they're not starting at the same place, and they're not starting on equal footing, it will directly benefit black children, black families, black homeowners. VP Kamala Harris explains her ideology, everyone ends up in the same place. This is called communism. pic.twitter.com/tqw7j0e1chu. End Wokeness, at End Wokeness, July 25, 2024. For every 1% differential between what they are paying men and women for equal work, there will be a fine of 1% of their previous year's profits. That'll get their attention. WTF? Kamala Harris says she's going to end the gender pay gap by fining employers the difference between what they paid men and women. Even more hashtag communism. For every 1% differential between what they are paying men and women for equal work, there will be a fine of 1% of. pic.twitter.com/c9cg5vwbbz. Nick Sorter, at Nick Sorter, August 17, 2024. Capitalism in its best form is about the beauty of competition to create the greatest product, to create the greatest outcome. But inherent in that is an assumption that everyone starts out on the same base, and then they compete and whoever wins, wins. The market, right, the market share. But that's a false assumption when you take into account the fact that not everyone comes starts from the same place, particularly when we take into account race and gender. So what we have to do is recognize the disparities that have long existed and take that into consideration when we want to encourage competition. Kamala Harris wants to discriminate based on gender and color. She believes women and minorities can't compete in America. Guess many of us believe more in women's talents than that of minorities. She wants to replace merit for a big part by take into account race and gender. pic.twitter.com/9to8oak. Brian BJ, at Iam Brian, August 2, 2024. Kamala on censorship. Interviewer, I know you wrote to Twitter and the CEO Jack Dorsey and asked him to take away the president's Twitter handle, his account. How is that not a violation of free speech? I mean, the president has the same rights that you have, that I have, and how would that not just be a slippery slope where they have to ban, you know, half of the people on Twitter? Kamala Harris, I've heard that argument, but here's the thing, Jake. First of all, a corporation, which is what Twitter is, does not have the, has obligations, and in this case, Twitter has terms of use policy, and their terms of use dictate who receives the privilege of speaking on that platform and who does not. And Donald Trump has clearly violated the terms of use, and there should be a consequence for that. Not to mention the fact that he has used his platform, being the President of the United States, in a way that has been about inciting fear and potentially inciting harm against a witness to what might be a crime against our country and our democracy. And for that reason, I do believe that it's clear that he has violated the terms of use. And I'm asking that Twitter does what it has done in previous occasions, which is to revoke someone's privilege because they have not lived up to the advantages of the privilege. When then-Senator Kamala Harris called for Donald Trump to be banned from Twitter, even Jake Tapper was horrified. Jake Tapper, you wrote to Twitter and the CEO Jack Dorsey and asked him to take away the president's Twitter handle. How is that not a violation of free speech? pic.twitter.com/y9n7g. Eric Abaniant, at Eric Abaniant, August 29, 2024. We'll put the Department of Justice of the United States back in the business of justice. We will double the Civil Rights Division and direct law enforcement to counter this extremism. We will hold social media platforms accountable for the hate infiltrating their platforms, because they have a responsibility to help fight against this threat to our democracy. And if you profit off hate, if you act as a megaphone for misinformation or cyber warfare, if you don't police your platforms, we are going to hold you accountable as a community. Elon Musk, RFK Jr., and Tulsi Gabbard are raising concerns of free speech under Kamala Harris. In 2019, Harris vowed to use the DOJ and law enforcement to hold social media platforms responsible for misinformation as part of the fight against this threat to our democracy. pic.twitter.com/3xwd8mcoqb. Charlie Spiering, at Charlie S. Spiering, September 5, 2024. Kamala on foreign policy. Ukraine is a country in Europe. It exists next to another country called Russia. Russia is a bigger country. Russia is a powerful country. Russia decided to invade a smaller country called Ukraine. So, basically, that's wrong? Kamala, in 2022, Ukraine is a country in Europe. Russia decided to invade a smaller country called Ukraine. So basically that's wrong. pic.twitter.com/pblkqlbn21. Gabriel Noronha, at GL Noronha, July 21, 2024. On the Afghanistan withdrawal. Kamala Harris was behind the botched Afghanistan withdrawal that resulted in 13 dead American service members. Bash, Joe Biden just made a really big decision. Afghanistan, were you the last person in the room? Kamala, yes. Bash, and you feel comfortable? Kamala, I do. pic.twitter.com/clatat2wjtn. Steve Cortez, at Cortez Steve, July 26, 2024. On diplomacy, this is just an extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power of diplomacy and understands the strength that rests in understanding the significance of diplomacy and strengthening alliances. Kamala, unscripted for the first time. This is just an extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power of diplomacy and understands the strength that rests in understanding the significance of diplomacy. What? pic.twitter.com/lxlhhg1xht. RNC Research, Etrank Research, August 2, 2024. On meeting world leaders, including leaders from the non-existent country of Bahrain, I've met with leaders from around the world. Countries like Singapore and France, Bahrain and India. Flashback, Kamala said she has met with the leaders of Bahrain. Bahrain is not a country. Bahrain is .pic.twitter.com/rrbnixna. Trump War Room, at Trump War Room, July 31, 2024. I am here, standing here on the northern flank, on the eastern flank, talking about what we have in terms of the eastern flank and our NATO allies. And what is at stake at this very moment, what is at stake this very moment are some of the guiding principles around the NATO alliance. Kamala Harris, I am here, standing here on the northern flank, on the eastern flank, talking about what we have in terms of the eastern flank and our NATO allies. And what is at stake at this very moment, what is at stake this very moment are some of the guiding principles. pic.twitter.com/kosmkritersk. RNC Research, Etrank Research, March 10, 2022. The United States shares a very important relationship, which is an alliance with the Republic of North Korea, and it is an alliance that is strong and enduring. This is what happens when you've been elevated to a position that is above your ability to function. pic.twitter.com/ziazo6sfwf. Eric Matheny, at Eric Matheny, July 24, 2024. We must have the courage to object when they use that term radical Islamic terrorism. Revealed, far-left Kamala's sympathy for terrorists. Speaking to the Islamic Center of Southern California, Kamala Harris says the term radical Islamic terrorism should be abolished. Harris is affiliated with NIAC, a pro-Khamenei lobby group for the Islamic Republic. pic.twitter.com/pnec2pmkl. Shelley G., at Shelley G. LDSCHMT, July 26, 2024. Earlier this year, in response to a historic rise in anti-Semitic attacks, as a result of the Hamas terrorist attack in Israel and the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, we have seen an uptick in anti-Palestinian, anti-Arab, anti-Semitic, and Islamophobic incidents across America. And so today, I am proud to announce the Biden-Harris administration will develop our nation's first national strategy to counter Islamophobia. This strategy will be a comprehensive and detailed plan to protect Muslims and those perceived to be Muslim from hate, bigotry, and violence. In response to historic rise in anti-Semitic attacks, we will protect Muslims from Islamophobia. pic.twitter.com/47to6gtlm. Professor Mathan C.S., Star of David, at C8130955-8, July 26, 2024. We have been clear in multiple conversations and in every way that any major military operation in Rafah would be a huge mistake. Let me tell you something, I have studied the maps. There's nowhere for those folks to go. And we were looking at about 1.5 million people in Rafah who are there because they were told to go there, most of them. And so we've been very clear that it would be a mistake to move into Rafah with any type of military operation. Kamala Harris warns against an Israeli offensive in Rafah, I have studied the maps. She is then unable to articulate anything substantive beyond her left-wing talking points. pic.twitter.com/xbiaku2xg3. RNC Research, Etrank Research, March 24, 2024. What has happened in Gaza over the past 9 months is devastating. The images of dead children and desperate hungry people fleeing for safety sometimes displaced for the second, third, or fourth time. We cannot look away in the face of these tragedies. We cannot allow ourselves to become numb to the suffering, and I will not be silent. Thanks to the leadership of our president, Joe Biden, there is a deal on the table for a ceasefire and a hostage deal. And it is important that we recall what the deal involves. The first phase of the deal would bring about a full ceasefire. Breaking, Kamala Harris advocates a full ceasefire deal that will keep Hamas in power and most Israeli hostages in its captivity. She also repeated the famine in Gaza hoax that has already been debunked. pic.twitter.com/c5admsx. Dr. Eli David, at Dr. Eli David, July 26, 2024. The median age on the continent of Africa is 19. By 2050, 1 in 4 people occupying space on Mother Earth will be on the continent of Africa. Think about what that means in terms of the opportunity, in terms of the future, in terms of the obvious fact. I believe, as evidenced by the demographics I've just shared, which is that what happens on that continent will impact the entire globe. How can you listen to this wisdom and not want to vote for her? Baffling. pic.twitter.com/g7uk. Dr. Jeber Fauché, at Jeber Fauché, August 14, 2024. We also recognize, just as it has been in the United States for Jamaica, one of the issues that has been presented as an issue that is economic in the way of its impact has been the pandemic. So, to that end, we are announcing today also that we will assist Jamaica in COVID recovery by assisting in terms of the recovery efforts in Jamaica that have been essential to, I believe, what is necessary to strengthen not only the issue of public health, but also the economy. Kamala on the Electoral College and court packing. On abolishing the Electoral College, I'm open to the discussion. I mean, there's no question that the popular vote has been diminished in terms of making the final decision about who's the President of the United States, and we need to deal with that. So, I'm open to the discussion. 20. Kamala Harris said in a Jimmy Kimmel interview that she was open to abolishing the Electoral College. pic.twitter.com/usa.nay.sh3. _, at As the World Burns, August 2, 2024. Unpacking the Supreme Court, I will say that I am interested in having that conversation. And I'm open to this conversation about extending the number of people on the United States Supreme Court. About increasing the number of people on the United States Supreme Court. Reminder, Kamala Harris wants to pack the Supreme Court with far-left activist judges because she doesn't like their decisions. I'm open to this conversation about extending the number of people on the U.S. Supreme Court. pic.twitter.com/c4vicpl.oj5. Trump War Room, at Trump War Room, July 29, 2024. Kamala on space and technology. I think everyone here recognizes how extraordinary space is. Whether it is satellites that orbit the Earth, humans that land on the moon, or telescopes that peer into the furthest reaches of the universe, space is exciting. It spurs our imaginations, and it forces us to ask big questions. Space, it affects us all, and it connects us all. Space is exciting. It spurs our imaginations, and it forces us to ask big questions. Space, it affects us all, and it connects us all. Kamala Harris. pic.twitter.com/pmt0qrpm1n. Alana Mastrangelo, at Armistrangelo, September 3, 2024. I just love the idea of exploring the unknown. And then there's other things that we just haven't figured out or discovered yet. You guys are gonna see. You're gonna literally see the craters on the moon with your own eyes. With your own eyes. I'm telling you, it is gonna be unbelievable. On cloud computing, no longer are you necessarily keeping those private files in some file cabinet that's locked in the basement of the house. It's on your laptop, and it's then therefore up here in this cloud that exists above us, right? It's no longer in a physical place. Kamala, you're locked in the basement of your house. And then it's up here in this cloud. This is how she describes cloud storage. Kamala was a DA in Silicon Valley. California is going to disown her. pic.twitter.com/jc9movegb1k. Mario Nalfal, at Mario Nalfal, August 3, 2024. On artificial intelligence, I think the first part of this issue that should be articulated is AI is kind of a fancy thing. First of all, it's two letters. It means artificial intelligence, but ultimately, what it is it's about machine learning. And, so, the machine is taught, and part of the issue here is what information is going into the machine that will then determine, and we can predict then if we think about what machine, what information is going in, what then will be produced in terms of decisions and opinions that may be made through that process. Kamala on youth. Remember, age is more than a chronological fact. What else do we know about this population 18 through 24? They are stupid. That is why we put them in dormitories and they have a resident assistant. They make really bad decisions. This is what Kamala thinks about 18 to 24 year olds. Would be a shame if this went viral. pic.twitter.com/j88row1sfu. American AF, at Ionon Patriot, July 23, 2024. My mother used to, she would give us a hard time sometimes. And she would say to us, I don't know what's wrong with you young people. You think you just fell out of a coconut tree? You exist in the context of all in which you live and what came before you. So, all of this is part of the work of this group. I'm going to post a video of Kamala Harris and her moronic takes every day until the election. This is her famous coconut tree speech from 2023. pic.twitter.com/er32wltb64. Sarah Fields, at Sarah is censored, July 28, 2024. Kamala's changing accents. At a campaign event in Detroit, you better thank a union member for sick leave. You better thank a union member for paid leave. You better thank a union member for vacation time. Breaking, Kamala Harris unveils a new urban accent in Detroit. pic.twitter.com/js4vcp8cvj. End Wokeness, at End Wokeness, September 2, 2024. At the same campaign event in Detroit, let's just get through the next 64 days. Cringe, let's just get through the next 64 days, how about that? Ha 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 ha. pic.twitter.com/nkolcfk, Trump War Room, at Trump War Room, September 2, 2024. At a campaign event in Atlanta, and you all helped us win in 2020, and we gonna do it again in 2024. Kamala unveils a new accent in Atlanta. pic.twitter.com/kju5st6quife. End Wokeness, at End Wokeness, July 30, 2024. Kamala on culture. We have to stay woke. Everybody needs to be woke. And you can talk about if you're the wokest or woker, but just stay more woke than less woke. Kamala Harris, we have to stay woke. Like everybody needs to be woke. pic.twitter.com/uave2hp, sup. Maze, at Maze Moore, August 5, 2024. Padam padam. JD Vance is weird, Team Kamala Harris pic.twitter.com/ofmg4kp8m. Donald Trump Jr., at Donald D. Trump Jr., July 28, 2024. Happy Pride. Weird pic.twitter.com/loot5dsm. RNC Research, at Rink Research, July 30, 2024. Bye, bye, bye. Kamala Harris did not bring in a massive group of new staffers into the Biden campaign overnight. The same folks who were working for Joe Biden are working for her. The difference in messaging and energy has to do with the fact that the candidate atop the ticket is not a man. pic.twitter.com/lkjgskt7ds. Yashar Ali, at Yashar, July 28, 2024. With a queer eye cast. Can someone please tell me what just shook hands with Kamala Harris at the White House? pic.twitter.com/bfjej8kzx. Vince Langman, at Langman Vince, June 18, 2024. The cast of It Queer Eye joined me at the White House to discuss the hard-fought progress the LGBTQ+ community has made in the past 20 years. Thank you for a meaningful conversation, for giving my office your stamp of approval, and for being fabulous. pic.twitter.com/althripsaipa1w. Vice President Kamala Harris, at VP, June 18, 2024. Momala. This remains the funniest stupid video of Kamala on the internet. pic.twitter.com/3qe9c8qz0. Ian Miles Chung, at Still Gray, July 27, 2024. It starts with an M and it ends with A, not R. I'm not even going to complain when China invades us at this point. pic.twitter.com/gbkrfvrsnk. Ashley St. Clair, at St. Clair Ashley, August 10, 2024. Yeah, Imagine posting this video and saying, Look at what Kamala Harris can do. She's so ready to lead a country. pic.twitter.com/QK3Q4IGM2. Defiant Ls, at Defiant Ls, August 28, 2024. She's smart. She's strong. With Kamala you can't go wrong. She's smart. She's strong. With Kamala, you can't go wrong. pic.twitter.com/tubers2bb. Dream for America, at dreamamerica_, July 21, 2024. Just, like, lather that baby up. Kamala Harris is absolutely hammered here. pic.twitter.com/2moi34pbm. American AF, at Ionon Patriot, August 18, 2024. Big Sister General. Maya Harris and Kamala Harris gave us such an iconic pop culture moment. #DNC. pic.twitter.com/twill3kv650. Hoax, at Demise Monarchy, August 23, 2024. Kamala's word salads. What can be unburdened by what has been? Kamala Harris is also unburdened by competency. pic.twitter.com/3xkc7hkvld. RNC Research, at Rank Research, May 1, 2023. It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. Every day it is time for us to agree that there are things and tools that are available to us to slow this thing down. VP Kamala Harris was questioned about changing up the administration's COVID policy. Here's her word salad answer, pic.twitter.com/scoosxn2bskq. Non-binary, at Kellyelm C. Carty, July 22, 2024. I'm doing a tour of the library here, and talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time in terms of what we need to do to lay these wires, what we need to do to create these jobs, and there is such great significance to the passage of time when we think about a day in the life of our children. I think it's very important, for us, at every moment in time, and certainly this one, to see the moment in time in which we exist in our present, and to be able to contextualize it, to understand where we exist in the history and in the moment as it relates, not only to the past, but the future. Kamala Harris, I think it's very important for us, at every moment in time and certainly this one, to see the moment in time in which we exist in our present. pic.twitter.com/1miwsm4nz9. RNC Research, Etrink Research, April 26, 2023. If you poll how young people feel about the climate and the warming of our planet, it polls as one of their top concerns. When we talk about what we are doing with student loan debt, polls very high. The challenge that we have as an administration is we gotta let people know who brung it to them. That's our challenge. October, 2023. Kamala Harris is asked why the majority of people under 30 years old do not approve of the Biden admin's performance. Allow me to translate her answer. We need to keep scaring young people about climate change and keep buying their votes. pic.twitter.com/acare4a. Mays, at Mays Moore, July 28, 2024. I think that, to be very honest with you, I do believe that we should have rightly believed, but we certainly believe that certain issues are just settled. Certain issues are just settled. I do believe that we are living, sadly, in unsettled times. Kamala Harris whips up a big word salad with a side wallop of belief bamboozle. I think that, to be perfectly honest with you, we live sadly in real unsettled times. I do believe that we should have rightly believed, but we certainly believe that certain issues are just settled. pic.twitter.com/tie2kwgcbkey. Tosca Austin, at Tosca Austin, July 11, 2022. Today the business of our work is for the Council to report on the work that has occurred since our last meeting across these areas. We will today also discuss the work yet ahead. The work we must still do to continue to move forward. Word salad at VP strikes again. She makes absolutely no sense. I could eat all the Scrabble tiles, them out, and they would make more sense than she does. pic.twitter.com/31dloformchick. PLOUAPSD, at Patriot Mimesy, September 9, 2022. He even called for termination of the United States Supreme, the core, the supreme land of our nation, the United States Constitution. OMG. Kamala just forgot what the Supreme Court is called. The United States Supreme, supreme land, of our nation. pic.twitter.com/cndsc7nya. Jack Paso, at Jack Pasopic, August 29, 2024. And by doing that, and all that that requires, which is the hard work, the practice, working as a team, knowing that you will be undefeated even if you don't win every game, but no circumstance or event or moment will defeat your spirit. Kamala Cringe Harris tells a Pennsylvania football team, "You will be undefeated even if you don't win every game." pic.twitter.com/tmblsbw660. Trump War Room, at Trump War Room, August 18, 2024. There is this wonderful word that has a great meaning, and it's called hypothesis, which means that you have an idea, and then it is well accepted, it will be tested, and then you will learn whether it was correct or not. But there will be no pride associated with the hypothesis, because after all, it was a hypothesis, and then you will reconvene, and then create a new hypothesis. There is a wonderful word called hypothesis, have you heard of it? pic.twitter.com/gk1a. Dr. Jedber Fauché, at Jedber Fauché, August 17, 2024. What I think culture is, it is a reflection of our moment in our time, right? And present culture is the way we express how we're feeling about the moment. And we should always find times to express how we feel about the moment that is a reflection of joy, 'cause, you know, it comes in the morning. We have to find ways to also express the way we feel about the moment in terms of just having language and a connection to how people are experiencing life, and I think about it in that way, too. And we also, I think it's very important that leaders, anyone who considers themselves a leader, really understands how anything they say would affect a real human being, as opposed to, you know, otherwise be a poet and write poetry. But if you wanna understand, I don't mean to dismiss poetry at all, but if you wanna understand any concept, you have to ask questions like, how would this affect a child to have a real understanding of what it is that you propose? And culture helps us do that. We talked about those lids. So, here's what I said to her. So you know how those lids on those Starbucks cups, they're white, right? And so, if you wear lipstick, they get all over the lid. And so then I find myself in meetings, if I'm the only woman. So I keep taking the lid off and having my cup out, so that I don't have that big lipstick mark on the lid. So I said, can we do something about the color of the lid? Kamala Harris claimed that Donald Trump was an unserious person. We talked about those lids. You know how those lids on those Starbucks cups, they're white, right? So if you wear lipstick, they get all over the lid. So I find myself in meetings, if I'm the only woman, I keep. pic.twitter.com/gsxspeech825u. Eric Abaniant, at Eric Abaniant, September 6, 2024. I love Venn diagrams, I really do. I love Venn diagrams. It's just something about those three circles and the analysis about where there is the intersection, right? Yeah, I see people, you agree with me, right? So, okay, so I asked my team, I brought props. Kamala Harris, I love Venn diagrams, I really do. I love Venn diagrams, it's just something about those three circles and the analysis about where there is the intersection. pic.twitter.com/avajix2zxm. RNC Research, Etrank Research, October 28, 2022. Well, let me say, we're gonna win, so it's not gonna happen. But I think that, listen, we, today is actually, I believe, an anniversary in terms of Dr. King, right? And I was just in Selma, and we celebrated, well, acknowledged the 59th of Bloody Sunday. I think it's really important that we as Americans always embrace our history. The parts that we're proud of and the parts that we're not proud of but that we can't forget. And we should all agree that we should teach history. We should learn history if we're to ever have an accurate idea of where we want to go and where we don't want to go in the future. And that means also acknowledging the importance of diversity. It means acknowledging the importance of the fact that everyone should have equal opportunity to compete in equity and, of course, inclusion. That, you know, hey, let's look around the room and see who's not here and did we leave the door open? When Kamala Harris was asked about Trump's promise to repeal DEI, She responded by trying to define DEIPIC.twitter.com/5Basie0Oaks. Charlie Spiering, at Charlie Spiering, August 26, 2024. Our election is about understanding the importance of this beautiful country of ours in terms of what we stand for around the globe as a democracy, We know there's a duality to the nature of democracy. On the one hand, incredible strength when it is intact. What it does for its people to protect and defend their rights, their liberty, and their freedom. Incredibly strong, and incredibly fragile. Kamala Harris serves up a fresh word salad as she describes the duality to the nature of democracy. Pic.twitter.com/w9pg1bzjbq. Trump War Room, at Trump War Room, August 18, 2024. You know those little pocket warmers? They were like crack. You find some pocket warmers, oh, there's the box that hasn't been opened yet. Pull and open that box and get your hand warmers. Flashback to the time Kami Kamala discovered hand warmers. Pic.twitter.com/s0u2a-tcw. RNC Research, Etrank Research, July 27, 2024. As a woman, there's a balance to be struck between being tough and being a bitch. Kamala Harris, as a woman, there's a balance to be struck between being tough and being a bitch. Laughs for nearly 15 seconds straight like a supervillain. Her laugh makes her sound unbalanced. No one sees you as tough, Kamala. Do you want a president who has Dr. Evils? Pic.twitter.com/cc-kfibi. Eric Abaniant, at Eric Abaniant, August 4, 2024. Never let anyone take your joy from you. I call myself a joyful warrior, right? Never let anyone take your joy from you. You do what you gotta do. And isn't that a wonderful way to live, to know you have purpose? More and more clips of Kamala Harris delivering remarks while drunken or high are surfacing. Question remains, can she stay on the wagon until the election? Pic.twitter.com/who5nk3l1h. Adamuse, July 24, 2024. Rebecca Mansour is senior editor-at-large for Breitbart News. Follow her on X at R.A. Mansour. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at R. Mastrangelo, and on Instagram,